Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is 5:07 this Thursday morning, and it's one of those days where we have so much in the news that's affecting your lives. You're just going to want to keep you here for the next 4 hours. At the bottom of this hour, Peter Francio, the controller of Maryland, to talk about the schools being opened after Labor Day starting next year. 6:35, Trevor Maddich on the Redskins game last night. 7:05, Matt Schlapp from the American Conservative Union on Trump's big day yesterday. 7:35, we'll speak with the Montgomery County School Board president about the school openings. At 8:05, we're going to check in with Colonel Angela Holbrook. She's the garrison commander over at Fort Belvoir. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper, CNN. That's a big morning because there's a lot in the news. Keep it here. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor. And I call you a friend. Thank you.
And with that, Donald Trump leaned across the stage, looked the Mexican president in the eye, and shook his hand. Very, very different optics than when President Obama meets a world leader and seems to always sort of defer or bow. It was a man-to-man, look-him-in-the-eye kind of handshake there. The optics, very good for Donald Trump yesterday, as he went all the way to Mexico City to meet with the president of Mexico and have discussions. Here's our question for you, based on what you've heard, and we're going to give you some more details about it if you haven't heard. But based on what you've heard so far, do you think this was a good day for Donald Trump? Was this trip a win for him? Some people thought it was a big gamble. What do you think? 888-630-9625. 1-888-630-WMAL. It was a very big day. And President Enrique Peña Nieto treated Donald Trump with a great respect and great, I think, deference on that stage, and it was very, very pleasant to him in his conversation. Here's a little bit of what the president of Mexico had to say to Donald Trump.
We may not agree in certain topics, but his presence here, Mr. Trump, demonstrates that we have a fundamental coincidence. Our respective countries are very important, one for the other.
And he continued.
The next president of North America will find in Mexico and its government a neighbor that wants to work constructively to strengthen even more the relationship among our nations.
All right, so you're in Mexico City. You got a big stage there, a couple of podiums. On one side, the president of Mexico, on the other side, a candidate who's running for the presidency. I got to tell you, I think this was a huge win for Donald Trump yesterday. The optics of it made him look very, very presidential. That's the first thing. Number two, he was not afraid to have conversations with someone who he absolutely disagrees with on some issues, but it was a proof positive that he could go into a situation like that and look presidential and act presidential, and at the end of it all, turn and shake the man's hand and walk away saying that this is a guy that I think I consider a friend. I think it was a very big day. He looked very presidential. I'll tell you who it wasn't a good day for. Wasn't a good day for the Mexico president. Apparently in Mexico, he's getting a lot of criticism for even having this meeting. And many people are quoted in Mexico as saying that he looked very weak and was not strong, did not stand up to Donald Trump. I'll tell you somebody else it wasn't good for. It wasn't really a good day for Hillary Clinton, who looked very small while Donald Trump was looking very presidential on the world stage. I think a huge win, even though there was some gamble and there was some controversy about what was discussed regarding the wall, I think overall a very big day for Donald Trump as he gave this trip to Mexico City to his top attention. I think it was a good day for him. What do you think? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL.
Yeah, I mean, listen, we have a whole lot to talk about with regard to his immigration speech, and we're going to get to that as the morning goes on. But if we just focus on this trip to Mexico, this was, everyone said it was, he's taking a big risk here, and I guess, but boy, it sure came out as an incredible home run for Donald Trump, I got to say. And it's not like I'm a cheerleader for Donald Trump, but he deserves some praise here. This was a brilliant political maneuver. And you're right. I mean, the end of the remarks after Donald Trump said exactly what he thought. And by the way, the essence of what he said was, here's the deal. President Peña Nieto, he loves his country. He loves his people. He wants what's best for the Mexican people and for the United States of Mexico. I want the best for the American people. I want what's best for the United States of America. We're not always going to agree, because guess what? What's best for his country isn't always going to be what's best for my country. But we got to work it out and work on the things that we can do together. Isn't that exactly what you want an American president to say when he's on a foreign soil? And by the way, do you really believe, really think about it. Every time that Hillary Clinton went down there as Secretary of State, or every time that Barack Obama went down there as president. And by the way, when was the last time Barack Obama went to Mexico to actually try to fix things and try to fix our relationship? Do you really believe that when they went down there, they came down with the same attitude? What can I do to protect America and to protect American jobs and to protect the American people and the American economy? Or do you think they went down there saying, what can we do to help Mexico? What kind of aid can we give you? And to finish up the speech with this.
Mr. President, I want to thank you. It's been a tremendous honor. And I call you a friend. Thank you.
And then he walked over and offered his hand. And that's the photo op of the handshake. It was a great moment. And meanwhile, Hillary Clinton was stuck in Cincinnati, Ohio, saying, you can't do that. You can't do what you're doing.
Takes more than trying to make up for a year of insults and insinuations by dropping in on our neighbors for a few hours and then flying home again. That is not how it works.
It should be how it works, actually.
A friend of mine pointed out that, well, in the Clinton world, you'd have to make a big donation
exactly.
to the Clinton Foundation, and then you could have the meeting, and that's how it works in Clinton world.
It's hard not to see this as a pretty triumphant political maneuver for Donald Trump, and I think it was definitely a win.
Well, to the phone lines we go. How did it go as far as you're concerned? Was it a win for Donald Trump? Sam in Woodbridge, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. I'll tell you what, I was in the break room at work when it came up, and there was a couple of millennials standing with me, and we were watching quietly, and it was brilliant. I even had one of them look at me and say, wow, this is pretty. I'm going to have to rethink and relook at some of the things he's talking about.
Really?
Simply because the statements he made, if you recall, he started talking about we within the Western Hemisphere, and talking about how we need to look at what we're doing with respect to China, with respect to other nations pulling away jobs from the Western Hemisphere. And they were impressed, and I was impressed. And like you said, Larry, I wasn't a big Trump supporter at the beginning. And this is what I've said from the get-go, is he needs to start bending the rules, breaking the rules, and getting out and on BET. He needs to go out and put ads on black R&B stations, Hispanic stations, and pushing the envelope of what Republicans in the past were afraid to do.
All right, Sam. Listen, thank you for that. I can't disagree with you too much there. I think it was big. Interesting, though. He said the young people who are watching it were also impressed. I think that's an interesting sort of observation.
Yeah, I have some thoughts about that. And also, I mean, there's proof positive that this was a good speech for him, and that's because there was only one little minor quibble about what happened at that speech. And
we'll talk about that in a moment
as well. It is 5:15. Let's go a quick check with the Weather Channel for our weather forecast right now. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives. We will have a tropical impact to our south heading into the Carolina coast because of the tropical storm hammering our friends below us. And that will have some impact here over the weekend. So keep a look at your weekend as that tropical storm hammers the Outer Banks starting late tonight and early tomorrow morning. Today in the nation's capital, mostly cloudy with isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon, high of 82 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 66 degrees. And then tomorrow, some sunshine and some clouds, high of 82 degrees. But again, we are watching the weekend as the tropical storm activity to our south begins to impact our weather. Right now, 76 degrees in the nation's capital. It's 5:17 on WMAF.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call ARS Rescue Router. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. For details and to schedule your free estimate, visit arsofvirginia.com.
It's 5:17 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. We're talking about Donald Trump's trip to Mexico. Last-minute trip, wasn't announced a great deal in advance. Goes down to Mexico City, meets with the president of Mexico. Now, there was some controversy about whether or not They discussed the wall and who was going to pay for it. Donald Trump was asked about that, and here's what he said.
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date. This was a very preliminary meeting. I think it was an excellent meeting. And we're very well on our way. A lot of the things I said are very strong, but we have to be strong. We have to say what's happening. There is crime, as you know. There's a lot of crime and there's a lot of problems. But I think together we'll solve those problems. I really believe that the president and I will solve those problems. We will get them solved. Illegal immigration is a problem for Mexico as well as for us. Drugs are a tremendous problem for Mexico as well as us. I mean, it's not a one-way street. And we will work together and we will get those problems solved.
Well, you know, that really sounds presidential. But at the top, he did say, we discussed the wall. We did not discuss payment of the wall.
We did discuss the wall. We didn't discuss payment of the wall. That'll be for a later date. This was a very preliminary meeting.
And so that's a difference of opinion because the Mexican president says, yeah, I told him we weren't going to pay for the wall. What I think has happened here is that President Peña Nieto said in his opening comments, yeah, we're not going to pay for the wall. And then they went on to discuss, you know, whether or not there needs to be a wall. But there was no discussion of who would pay for the wall. I mean, there was a statement by the Mexican president, but not a discussion in the room afterwards. So when Donald Trump says there was no discussion of that matter, I think he's accurate in that, although some people have said that there's a difference of opinion about what was said in the room.
Oh, this is a made-up controversy.
It is a made-up controversy.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I've said from the very beginning, if the biggest argument against Donald Trump and his policies towards Mexico and our border security is Mexico will never pay for the wall, then we've already won the argument. Because up until now, the argument has not been, well, we're going to build a wall. Everybody knows we're going to build a wall to protect our border. The question is, who's going to pay for it? You know, he moved the goalposts and said, not only are we going to build a wall, but Mexico will pay for it. When all is said and done, if we have a wall protecting the southern border, and it turns out one way or the other that Mexico doesn't pay for it, we still have a wall on our southern border, which we never would have had
Absolutely. With
Jeb Bush as our nominee.
All right, how do you think it went for Donald Trump yesterday? Ross in Charleston, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Good morning. I think that it went very well. I mean, I think he was very presidential. I think he took good strength on our side. And I think, you know, he should be negotiating.
Yeah, we're having a little trouble with your phone there, Ross.
Sorry, Ross. Try to reconnect, though.
Yeah, but it sounds like what you're saying is you felt it was a pretty good day for Donald Trump. And Byron York, who watched this very closely, who had some concerns going in, wrote that he thought it was a huge win for Donald Trump yesterday.
It really was. And I think that partly it's because of expectations. You know, when we had the caller, I think it was Samuel in Woodbridge, I think it was, who said that he had seen some millennials who were really impressed with him. I think it's because that the Clintons and the media, which are pretty much hand in glove there, right?
Yeah.
They have so overplayed their hand. And by the way, the never Trumpers out there, you never Trumpers have also overplayed your hand by painting Donald Trump as some kind of lunatic, maniac, psychopath who can't go anywhere near the nuclear codes. I mean, this is what Joe Biden has been saying. This is what Tim Kaine has been saying. Hillary Clinton basically called him the exalted cyclops of the KKK, which ironically is actually the title of her mentor, Senator Robert Byrd. They've made him look like such a monster that when he shows up and presents himself in a way where, no, he isn't a serpent-headed alien. He actually can conduct Yeah. himself as an adult and deal with things in a diplomatic way. Suddenly people start to, and let's not forget, it's not even Labor Day yet. Traditionally, and I believe this still remains true, people are still focused on the beach. People are still focused on going to amusement parks.
Right.
People are still focused on getting their kids back to school. When people do start paying attention to the presidential election, they're going to see that this guy is not the guy that the people in the late night comic shows have been making him out to be. And so because of those expectations that have been laid up for him, it's not too hard for him to exceed those expectations.
Well, anytime you have the president of Mexico sitting on the stage with a presidential candidate and the president of Mexico is talking about working as partners, He may be talking about partners with the United States, but it comes across as partners with this potential president.
Right.
And I think it's a win in that situation. The optics of this look very good.
I don't see how it can
for
be
Donald
anything
Trump.
Other, yeah.
More in just a moment, 522.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Do you have trouble concentrating and remembering information? Do you feel tired all the time? These symptoms, along with many others that are medically documented, may be due to low testosterone. Now, don't brush off low T as just signs of getting older. You got to take action by learning about pellet therapy, the gold standard for testosterone replacement for men and women. Pellet therapy has been widely studied and accepted by medical experts as the most effective delivery system for low T. By providing consistent, healthy levels of testosterone with time-release pellets, you're not going to feel fluctuations of energy that are often associated with other therapies. As area experts in testosterone replacement therapy, Dr. Jones and the entire staff at Principal Medical Group offers pellet therapy to safely alleviate many of the physical and psychological symptoms of low testosterone in both men and women. Contact Principal Medical Group today to learn more at 703-663-8824. That's 703-663-8824 or visit principalmedicalgroup.com.
Do you have a family you care about? Don't have them wishing you didn't keep putting off doing the right thing. Hi, this is Attorney Mike Collins. I'm not trying to lay a guilt trip on you, but I am trying to get you to shape up your affairs. Sleep easier knowing you've done all you can to protect your loved ones from needless expense, taxes, and hassle down the road. Come to my seminar and learn what you need to do now to avoid a legal mess in the future. Tuition is free. Register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Listen Sunday at 1 p.m. for the Underwriter's Corner here on Washington's Mall, WMAL. Bill Parisi, host of the Underwriter's Corner, has been an underwriter at First Preference Mortgage for more than 20 years. Listen as Bill shares his years of experience and expertise, answering questions about refinancing and about purchasing a home. During the program, First Preference Mortgage will have loan officers available to assist you. These officers are real experts, standing by to offer friendly advice. And really, when was the last time you were able to get a real person on the phone to talk about your mortgage? The professionals at First Preference Mortgage have a wide variety of programs available for financing and obtaining a mortgage. Find out which one's right for you, or even how you can borrow extra money to do repairs and renovations before you move into a new home. The loan officers from First Preference will be available to answer your questions Sunday at 1 p.m. So listen for the Underwriter's Corner with your host, Bill Parisi, here on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's 5:25 on WMAL. Let's check in with our Weather Channel forecast every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
Certainly not etched in stone, and from yesterday, we're a little bit different situation than we are today. As now, forecast guidance suggesting maybe some rain, maybe some gusty winds here with a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico currently, so we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we've got overcast and stray showers, storms, and high of 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 76 degrees in the nation's capital, now 526.
I'm looking at a article written by Byron York at the Washington Examiner. Byron's a good friend of this program and a man who I think has his finger on the pulse of this campaign. And he talked about how he thought initially going in this was a huge gamble for Donald Trump. But indeed, he says at the end of it all, it looked like it was a huge win. It was a big win, a very big win for Trump. Going into the meeting with the potential for disaster, who knew how Peña Nieto would receive the world's most controversial presidential candidate, or what embarrassments might lie ahead? Trump came out of the meeting, looked very much like a potential president of the United States, standing beside the Mexican leader in front of a green-gray granite wall reminiscent of the United Nations. Trump presented the picture of a statesman. How about that? That's the way it looked for a lot of people. What did you think about it? Tony in Arlington, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. You know, it was a political gamble that paid off for Donald Trump. You know, however, I'm wondering, when is the conservative media going to press him on policy? You know, the wall is going to cost a lot of money, but nobody's pressing him on how he's going to get paid, how he's going to pay for it.
Well, you know what, Tony?
That's actually not true.
That's not true at all. And when you talk about he doesn't have policy, you simply are misstating the facts.
Yeah, and I don't know what conservative media is. I think all of media has pressed him on this, and the details on how he's going to finance the manufacturing of the wall through cutting aid to Mexico, money that they're getting from us right now that will not go to them because it will go to pay for the wall if they don't write the check themselves, and also on increased tariffs, on fines on people that are of Mexican descent who come to this country, are not citizens, and then send money back to Mexico. All of those wire transfers that are done will be ceased, and or they will add fines on top of those money transfers, and that will go to finance the wall. Go to Donald Trump. I don't need to plug the guy's website. Go to his website. The policies are there. He's been actually more specific on policy than Hillary Clinton has been.
And in fact, he gave a speech yesterday in Phoenix about immigration and about some of his policies. And we're going to be talking about that in the 6 o'clock hour. It's now 5:28.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor here to tell you about the summer blowout sale at Chamonix. That's right. Now, for the first time ever, you'll get a month of Genucel free with your order today. They're giving away a free month's supply of Genucel, but you got to call them right now. Now, you've heard me rave about Genucel. It's the most effective under-eye bag and puffiness treatment. It's called Genucel. It uses plant stem cell therapy. I use it. I love it. So will you. And with its immediate effects, you're going to see results in 12 hours guaranteed or your money back. Here's what Patricia, a real user from Newport Beach, California, had to say. I've been using this product for over a year now, and I love it. I never go without having another tube on hand. It's amazing. Call now, and you'll also be the first in the world to try the brand new fourth generation Esotique XV Collagen Builder, even before its official launch. It's going to blow your mind, and it's absolutely free with your order of Genucel today. Call them, 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. If you call now, shipping is also free. Call 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720. That's 800-525-2720.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News now.
Is your daily life interrupted by dental pain, dental visits, or constant dental worry? Are you tired of hiding your smile? Bethesda Sedation Dentistry has the solution with HiBridge, a nationally recognized, proven, and simplified approach to a whole new smile. The HiBridge process has been perfected over many years with you, the patient, in mind. You can enjoy significantly shorter treatment time and the convenience of one caring, comfortable environment. Above all, have peace of mind that HiBridge consistently delivers safe, predictable outcomes and lasting results. With HiBridge, you can smile confidently knowing that your teeth are customized to look natural and function as real teeth should. Now, you can eat the food you love and enjoy the social life you deserve. Call Bethesda Sedation Dentistry today to learn more about HiBridge at 301-530-0388 or online at BethesdaHiBridge.com. That's BethesdaHYBridge.com. Bethesda Sedation Dentistry. Sleep. Dream. Smile.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 5:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Donald Trump's eventful day that began with a visit to Mexico City and meeting with Mexico's president ended back in the U.S. in Phoenix with a fiery, no-compromise speech on immigration.
We will break the cycle of amnesty and illegal immigration. We will break the cycle. There will be no amnesty.
Trump challenged the media to press Hillary Clinton to show her plan to secure America. The man who hacked into the Bush family's email and claims to have hacked into Hillary Clinton's as well will be sentenced in federal court in Alexandria today. Marcel Lazar, better known as Guccifer, will receive at least a 2-year sentence. Prosecutors want double that. Guccifer is best known for hacking into email and displaying private email and portraits of George H.W. Bush and George W. Bush. Today is the first day of meteorological fall, which this year seems to mean it's not going to be 90 degrees, which it has been every day for seemingly forever.
22 of those days so far have been in the month of August, and so far it looks like that is the most times we've hit 90 degrees in the month of August in the D.C. area on record. Records go back to about 1872.
Dan Hoffman with the National Weather Service says we should have a cooler start to September with unsettled weather this week, but he expects overall this month to be much warmer than usual as well. And forecasters are keeping a close eye on Tropical Storm Hermine in Florida. It may or may not wash out part of our Labor Day weekend. Stay tuned. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,400, the NASDAQ at 52,13. In sports, the Orioles nip the Phillies for a three-game sweep. The Blue Jays beat the Orioles, and the Redskins scrubs beat the Buccaneers scrubs in a Tampa Bay downpour 20-13. Mac Brown with 149 yards for the Skins. Up next, weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
It's easy to overreact to headlines, especially in volatile times like these, but there could be a cost to inaction as well as action. So how are you supposed to know what to do and when? Hi, this is Chase Hinderstein, co-host of The Wise Investor Show. We manage investments for our clients. We'd be happy to help you plan your financial future.
Chase Hinderstein and the Wise Investor Group are affiliated with Robert W. Baird & Company. Call 1-866-758-9473 or log on to thewiseinvestorgroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Honey, honey, you awake? You're snoring again. And neither of us are getting a good night's sleep.
Well, I have the CPAP.
But you're not using it. And when you stop breathing, it really scares me.
I know. I've tried so hard to use it, but I just can't tolerate it. What do you want me to do?
I want you to go call 844-SLEEP-TEST. Dr. Chuck Jelinek, who's a general dentist, he's been trained to offer a proven alternative to the CPAP. And their solution is covered by most insurances.
Is it that important to you that I sleep?
It's that important to me that you live.
If you can't use a CPAP, or you snore, or suspect you have sleep apnea, call Dr. Chuck Jelinek at 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com. For your free consultation, call 844-SLEEP-TEST or visit 844sleeptest.com now and put your snoring and sleep apnea to rest.
Hey everybody, it's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. That's right, you get a full service listing for just $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, our clients have already saved $3.5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
You know, a man makes promises as the years go by, but some of the most important are the ones he makes to himself. When my dad retired, he followed through on his, built onto his house, even canoed through Montana. So I made my own promises about retirement. You know, maybe I'd retrace my dad's canoe trip. But a few years ago, I had a moment of honesty. Those promises were nothing but talk. I hadn't made any real plans for retirement, just sort of wished it would happen. But my dad taught me to learn from my mistakes, so now I'm working on making those promises more than just talk.
Whether you've done some planning or none at all, the Mutual Fund Store can help. You'll meet one-on-one with an advisor who will build you a long-term retirement plan, then stick by you to help make sure it stays on track. The Mutual Fund Store makes it easy to start with a free portfolio review and retirement guide. Get yours at MutualFundStore.com.
Hi, I'm Brad Garner with the Mutual Fund Store in the D.C. area. Call me at 800-822-1461 or visit MutualFundStore.com and let's talk about your financial goals today.
Is your air conditioner not keeping your home and family cool during these hot summer months? If so, call McCarthy Services. We're offering select heating and cooling systems at a low monthly cost of only $83 with approved credit. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
5:35 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
It's in Bowie right now, still dealing with a closure each direction of 450 at Racetrack Road. Accident brought down a tree and wires, so stretch of 450 closed. Racetrack Road, that puts it between 197 and 450. So you know that 50 is open. That's a good option for you in the Bowie area to use. Now let's get you around the Beltway. Good shape. Not too much to talk about. Just a little bit of that volume starting to form. As you head topside, College Park and around 2 Silver Spring. No surprise there. On the 270 stretch, southbound, slow out of Frederick. First to get you past the Monocacy, then Urbana down toward Hyattstown. Wide open beyond, heading down through to the Beltway. Good shape, Annandale, Tyson, 66 heading in through Manassas and Centerville with the volume. Same story with 95, Virginia. The volume on the increase in Aquiac and into Woodbridge, but lanes open. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 73 in Leesburg, 73 in Waldorf, 76 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM and AM 630.
Good morning, everybody. 5:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. A busy morning here on Mornings on the Mall. 6:35, Trevor Maddich. How did the Redskins look in their last preseason game in soggy Tampa Bay? At 7:05, Matt Schlapp with the American Conservative Union about Trump's big day, going to Mexico, giving a big immigration speech. He'll join us at 7:05. 7:35, we'll talk about the decision to start school after Labor Day with a member of the Montgomery County School Board. At 8:05, we'll talk to Colonel Angela Holbrook, commander of garrison at Fort Belvoir. And then at 8:35, Jake Tapper with CNN. I'm Brian Wilson alongside Larry O'Connor.
Up in the morning and out to school.
You heard right. Governor Larry Hogan, as expected, made a big announcement yesterday that will push back the opening day of school to after Labor Day. And that's statewide in Maryland. He did it as an executive action. Yesterday, right after that announcement, we caught up with State Comptroller Peter Franchot. Here's how it went. Well, one man who has been fighting for this new change in when school starts in Maryland for, well, I think his entire career, is the Comptroller of the great state of Maryland, Peter Franchot, joins us right now. Tell me a little bit about this momentous day for you yesterday. You must have felt very gratified to see the governor take this action.
Yeah, it was actually kind of emotional because it hasn't been my whole career. It's been a couple of years we've raised this issue, and we've gotten pretty much stiffed by everybody. All the Annapolis power brokers have said nope over our dead body for some reason. So to have the governor stand up and say, by the way, I'm making it the law of the land today by executive order, I was pretty impressed, I have to admit, and I salute Governor Hogan for having the courage and chutzpah and wherewithal to move in this area, because without him moving on it, we would be starting school relatively soon, I think, in the next few years, sometime in July.
Yeah, the way things have been going. Well, let's talk about the executive action. Do you feel confident that this will stand up to the constitutional requirements of the state of Maryland? Can the governor make a decision like this, circumventing not only Annapolis, but all of the local school boards? And I know that you're very intent on local control and the people having a say in their direct representation right there in their neighborhoods. Is this going to stand up to constitutional scrutiny?
Yes, it will. And it's not really usurping local control, because the locals can do whatever calendar they want. All 24 jurisdictions can schedule school exactly how they want. The only requirement is they have to start after Labor Day and end before June 15th. And almost everybody can do that pretty easily. So I don't think that they're going to run into any problem. And the governor's basic viewpoint is, look, he allocates $6 billion in taxpayer funding to K-12 schools from the state level, and he's also in charge of the state's economy. So he's got something here that doesn't cost the taxpayers a penny, helps the economy, and improves, in his opinion, the quality of the educational product. So he certainly believes that he has the authority to do it, and only people that just don't like the idea ideologically, they want to have year-round school, they'll find a million reasons why it's not to their liking. But a legislative task force looked at this 2 years ago, every which way they looked at it, from academic performance to feasibility, and they came back and voted 11-3 to recommend that it be school after Labor Day. Yeah, so I think he's on pretty solid footing. And then, of course, he's got 75% of the public behind him.
Listen, it was a beautiful bipartisan scene there yesterday for people who like bipartisanship. You, of course, a statewide elected Democrat, and Larry Hogan, a Republican. And you said that you've had hit a lot of roadblocks on this over the last several years in Annapolis. Let's be clear. Most of the roadblocks have come from the Democratic majority, your party in Annapolis, and also a lot of the teachers union, who is a big funder of your party. Are you concerned that this is going to rub your own party partners the wrong way, especially the teachers union?
Well, some of the power brokers in Annapolis are not happy, and I just urge them to get out of Annapolis and go and talk to some real people, because they'll find that this is enormously popular. I obviously am a Democrat, and I'm loyal to my Democratic Party, and 90% of the Democrats that I'm in contact with think this is a terrific idea.
But not the leadership. And the teachers union, you know, they, in their contracts, they've been able to build in a lot of, you know, work days, not days off for themselves, but days without kids in the school where they, you know, go through administrative processes and things like that. Those days are going to have to evaporate to accommodate the minimum number of school days. Are you okay with that?
I don't think anybody thinks the current school schedule makes any sense whatsoever. Half days off here, full days off there, starting school in the dog days of August where it's really hot. Yeah. A lot of schools in Baltimore area don't even have air conditioning. So I think everyone's going to settle down after their first,
saber-rattling.
saber-rattling. And they're going to find it hard to repeal this because only 12% of the public is with that.
Yeah. Well, you have no argument here. Peter Franchot, Comptroller of Maryland, thanks for joining us today. And coming up later today, we want to remind you, 7:35, the president of the Montgomery County School Board, Michael Durso, who is not very happy about this move, as many other local jurisdictions are not. So we'll keep talking about this move by the governor yesterday, pushing the first day of school back till after Labor Day.
It is now 5:43 on WMAL.
Chris Plant here. For more than 40 years, local residents have trusted Overhead Door Company of Washington, D.C. for their garage door repair needs. They are the industry leader in garage door sales and service. When you need garage door repair, visit garagedoorrepair.com.
Now for today's military news, brought to you by GEICO Military. Over 5 months of visiting countries that make up the U.S. Central Command's area of responsibility, Army General Joseph Votel told reporters at the Pentagon this week that meetings with partners, mainly government and military leaders, have made it clear that they value our leadership and they want to work together to accomplish common objectives. You can get the full story by visiting WMAL.com/todays.
Thanks for Coney Island hot dogs, for airplanes and air conditioners, for coming up with sunglasses, cruise control, and Route 66. For everything American, GEICO would like to say thanks to the people who defend it. That's why GEICO has been proudly supporting our military and their families for over 75 years. It's our way of saying thanks.
See how much you could save on car insurance by switching to GEICO. For a quote, visit geico.com, call 1-800-MILITARY, or contact your local GEICO agent today.
The recent Fed decision to put off raising interest rates, coupled with continued weak economic data, has led to another refinance wave. Hi, this is Mark Livingstone with Cornerstone First Financial, and we haven't seen rates this low in over 3 years. Whether you want to shorten your loan term, take cash out, buy your first home, or just save money, one thing is certain, the time is now. Even if you're working with another company, call us today to use us as a sounding board, as we'll meet or beat any advertised special on this very station. We offer the most aggressive rate float down policy, so if rates get better, your rate gets better. We also offer reverse mortgages for seniors, FHA, and VA. Call us today at 866-625-1221. That's 866-625-1221. Or log on to cornerstonefirst.com and catch this refinance wave today before the tide goes out and these historic rates go with it.
NMLS ID 183265, consumeraccess.org.
5:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 as we push through Manassas. That's about the slowest stretch right now. Inside the Beltway, still good through Falls Church. In Arlington, heads up if you're near North George Mason Drive. Right as you approach Washington Boulevard, report of a crash there. Emergency units just responding out of the scene there.
on Interstate 95 north in Triangle. Minor crash over to the shoulder. A little bit of a distraction. I see a couple cars there with some flashing lights. Just a brief tap on the brakes. Beyond Dale City to Woodbridge, slowing. Let's go out to Bowie, where we still have the closure and will for some time. 450 closed each direction at Racetrack Road. Accident brought down a utility pole and wires. This stretch of 450 puts it between 197 and 450. South of, if you use 50, John Hanson Highway, your travel lanes are open. And for Metro Rail, we are in safe track surge number 8 with the blue line, single tracking between Franconia, Springfield, Van Dorn, but the blue, orange, and silver lines expect delays. They have a switch problem right now at the Smithsonian Station. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Probably better to talk about the weekend as we get closer to the weekend. Could have some impacts from a tropical system currently in the Gulf of Mexico. Today with a front coming in, just isolated showers, thunderstorms, and 82 degrees. I'm meteorologist Ray Tidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 75 degrees. Traffic and weather brought to you by Rivet Radio.
Dunkin' Donuts' new Belgian waffle breakfast sandwich has arrived in all its glory. With egg, cheese, and savory bacon in between two delicious Belgian waffles, it's not just a sandwich, it's an experience. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
It's time for Critter News here on WMAL, a certified fan favorite. And today we have the story, an amazing story of a dog who overcame great adversity to be reunited from his family. Have you heard this story out of Beulah, Michigan? This is in your backyard, Larry, your old stomping grounds up there.
Beulah.
This is, yeah, do you know where Beulah is?
I have no idea where Beulah, Michigan is.
Apparently it's not far from Lake Michigan.
That narrows it down.
Yeah.
That would be pretty much the entire western coast of the Lower Peninsula.
That's right. So there was this dog, and the dog's name is Riley. Riley is a Belgian Malinois.
You betcha.
Malinois.
Mm.
That sort of looks like a German Shepherd, but it's a Belgian Malinois.
Okay.
And so they're out there on the lake, and they're boating. And they're boating, and they're boating, and they have a mechanical problem. Okay, so the dad of the family goes down, because that's what dads do. They go to the engine room of their boat to try to figure out what is the problem.
Sure.
And wife is put in charge of steering the boat. All right. Well, while all this this sort of distractions were going on,
right.
Mechanical problem, wife doing something that the wife doesn't normally do. Apparently, in this family, poor little Riley fell overboard. And it wasn't noticed immediately.
Yeah.
I mean, that can happen. You know, you're not paying attention. The dog falls overboard. You don't notice it. And when they realize, hey, where's Riley? Anybody seen Riley? Where did Riley go? Well, they realized that Riley had fallen overboard, and they began looking for him to no avail. They put out a mayday call. Other boaters were in the lake area were trying to find Riley to no avail. So they let everybody know, and including groups in the area that help people get reunited with their lost dogs.
Be on the lookout for Riley.
Yeah, we got to find this Belgian
Riley's
Malinois.
Probably wet.
Yeah, and it turns out that the dog did some pretty incredible things. Swam 6 miles. Now look, a dog. Not the world's most efficient swimmer. They paddle. They don't really swim. They kind of paddle.
Well,
right?
Well, for a four-legged mammal,
yeah.
Dogs are pretty good.
Well, I know, but it's 6 miles of
name
paddling.
Name me a four-legged mammal who swims better than a dog.
I can't do that.
At least they know how to do the dog paddle.
But what I'm saying is,
yeah.
It's not the most efficient way to swim through the water. It takes a long time to get somewhere.
I'd like to see you swim 6 miles.
I think he swam for a long, long time to cover that 6 miles in
sure.
a dog paddle.
Yeah, it took a long time.
Yeah,
I'll give you that.
He swims 6 miles in a dog paddle, and then once he
of
gets
course
to
he
land,
did the dog paddle. What, do you want him to do the butterfly?
Yeah, the butterfly.
Only a
butterfly. And then once he got to land. Which, you know, in its own right, getting to land was a win.
Yes.
For this dog.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I think, okay, I'm done.
Then he walked a dozen more miles before he was spotted by someone who recognized that this was Riley, the missing dog, and contacted the family, and they were reunited.
Oh, isn't that
reunited
nice?
Together, a lot of hugging, a lot of crying, a lot of sobbing, 6 miles of swimming and 12 miles of walking, and Riley has been reunited with his family.
Yeah. It is an amazing story. What's really amazing is Riley's only 10 months old.
10 months old.
So
yeah.
How did Riley even have the instinct to know what direction to go and how to, you know, trek towards his family? Very impressive, Riley. We salute you,
yeah.
You Belgian Malinois.
Malinois. It's 551. Here's El Rushbow.
A young millennial in San Francisco recently discovered some truths about the real world after complaining about her salary in public. What happened to Talia Jane is a sad but instructional story for other young people just starting their careers. Young Ms. Jane was hired by the savvy tech firm Yelp at a starting salary of $12 an hour. That's not a lot of money, admittedly, but it was an entry-level job. She didn't refuse the job, she took it. And then she started complaining about it in an open letter that she posted online. The young employee called out the CEO of Yelp in her open letter and complained that she couldn't afford to buy groceries since she started her job. She said that 80% of her salary, $12 an hour, went toward paying her rent. In addition, this poor employee has a monthly internet service bill and a car to maintain, so she's thinking about getting rid of the car. Her situation left her too stressed to look for side work to earn additional money. Well, if poor Talia was stressed over the awful conditions that working at Yelp caused her to endure, she must really be stressed now. She's got a rent payment to make. She's got a car to take care of, internet service to pay for, groceries, and no job, because within 2 hours of posting her complaint online, they zapped her. It seems that Yelp wanted an employee who would appreciate the job and the company. These evil corporations, they just never get it. Never do they.
General all-round good guy.
Rush, noon to 3, now on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
I'm Governor Gary Johnson, candidate for President of the United States, and I approve this message. If a Democrat is elected president, if a Republican is elected president, in 4 years, we will still be at war. America will be 4 years deeper in debt. We will have four more years of rising taxes, bigger government, crony capitalism instead of free markets, and less freedom. How do we know this? Because that's what both parties keep delivering. If you're an optimist, you know that one day America will have its act together. One day we won't be at war. One day taxes will be fair. One day our social and economic challenges will be conquered. Not by force, but by cooperation and mutual respect. To the independent majority of Americans who feel as I do, I say, why wait one more day?
Our best America yet. Johnson Weld, 2016.
Paid for by Gary Johnson, 2016.
At the Big Screen Store, Labor Day savings start now. Why not save 50%? Get a huge Samsung 75-inch 4K UHD TV. Originally $49.99, now just $24.99.
Wow! Nothing like watching the big game on a big screen.
The Big Screen Store is the only exclusive Samsung store, and our prices beat Best Buy and warehouse clubs every time.
They even beat Amazon's prices.
And this is huge. We double the length of your Samsung TV warranty free. This week at the Big Screen Store, get a Samsung 65-inch smart LED HD TV for just $8.99.
For Samsung, now that's a great price.
Well, if you're shopping Samsung, the Big Screen Store is the only choice. Just ask our customers.
You've got to check out the Big Screen Store.
Their prices are amazing.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store.
The Big Screen Store. Store locations in Maryland and Virginia.
It's 5:55 now, WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the 5s. Here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
We're still doing pretty well around the Capitol Beltway. Good trip to the Wilson Bridge. Good time to get going through Annandale Tyson's light volume and topside of the Beltway through College Park and Silver Spring. Still moving at a pretty decent pace. Let's go DC 295, where I'm just getting initial reports of a crash. Southbound 295, we've had the volume. Heading south toward East Capitol Street. Right at East Capitol Street, they're looking for a crash. Inbound Suitland Parkway, inbound at First Sterling, right as you come up to 295, incident reported. We had a minor crash, Virginia Interstate 95 in Triangle. That was quickly moved to the shoulder, just a brief distraction there. And a heads up on Metro Rail, Orange, Blue, Silver Line, expect delays. They have a switch problem they're dealing with at the Smithsonian Station. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Certainly not etched in stone, and from yesterday, we're a little bit different situation than we are today, as now forecast guide is suggesting maybe some rain, maybe some gusty winds here with a tropical system in the Gulf of Mexico currently, so we'll keep an eye on that. Today, we've got overcast and stray showers, storms, and high of 82. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 76 degrees in the nation's capital at 5:56.
Get the news and information you want when you want it. Rivet Radio lets you hear one riveting story after another. Customize your news to hear only what's important to you. Download Rivet Radio for iPhone, Android, or Amazon Fire.
Hi, I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I can provide a range of implant restorative treatment options in a single pain-free visit. Here are the advantages of choosing McMillan Sedation Dentistry. I have over 35 years of experience, hundreds of hours of advanced training and certification to use a nationally recognized state-of-the-art implant treatment. Implants are a permanent and simple solution, the new standard of care for tooth replacement and denture stabilization. From a single missing tooth to an entire set of teeth, dental implants restore your appearance, speech, oral health, comfort, and self-esteem. With dental implants, we can also permanently replace your dentures, which means no more slippage or adhesives ever again. Smile big. Eat what you want. Call McMillan Sedation Dentistry today and make your appointment at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
Will Rogers tells us the best time to think about retirement is before your boss does. Unfortunately, conventional financial services is not delivering the income or the wealth that most people need to feel confident about themselves or their future. My name is Chris Coomey. Join me this week on the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show as we discuss how to protect what you have in the financial markets, how to position what you have away from the U.S. stock market, and how to profit as a do-it-yourself investor. To learn how to become a do-it-yourself investor, attend a free Investor Foundations class at your local online trading academy learning center. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or you can register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com. Call now to claim your seat in your Investor Foundations class.
Listen to Do-It-Yourself Investing Saturday and Sunday at 3 here on WMAL.
Hi, it's Patrick Fingles again from New Look Home Design. For the past few weeks, you've heard me mention our massive 50% off summer roofing sale. Prices have never been lower, and many people have already taken advantage of the sale. Here's some feedback we've received so far. Jessica Myers wrote, "I've heard you mention 50% off in the past and figured now was the best time to get our new roof. I'm sure glad we made the call." Pete Douglas said, "We were budgeting to get the new roof in the fall, but this sale financially allowed us to get the work done now. Thanks for the amazing deal." Most of you listeners haven't taken advantage of our sale. Don't miss out. You'll only have until Labor Day before the 50% off roofing will end. I can assure you, if you're planning on getting a new roof in the next year, now is the best time to save big. Call 1-800-279-5300. Again, that's 1-800-279-5300. NewLookHomeDesign.com. Last chance at 50% off your new roof.
Coming up on WMAL.
Well, in the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to talk to Trevor Maddich about last night's preseason game, the last one of the season, and how the Redskins look in soggy Tampa.
And Donald Trump redefined and reiterated his policy on illegal immigration and border security. We'll play you the highlights of his speech and get your calls and your impression. All that coming up next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus.